ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अद्युतानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापना हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज एंड वेलकम टू आवर weekly Krishna Consciousness programs. Please accept my most humble obeisances. Once again, I would like to invite you to our Krishna, Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. Well, the temple, every Sundays, we have a very special program for our public, starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by Aarti of the Lordships at 12:30, and then we have a discourse on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness all about? Followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Then we finish the day's program at 2:30 with Vegetarian Feast. Please come along, join us, and enjoy Krishna consciousness. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one of our acharyas, says it is very, very difficult to control the tongue. Therefore, the tongue should be engaged in the service of the Lord. If you can control the tongue, then you can control your belly, you can control your genitals, then you can become Jitendriya. So we have to become Jitendriya. Indriya means the senses. They are given to us for material enjoyment, just like the hog is also given the tongue to taste its food. Not your tongue. Your tongue is meant for tasting prasadam, not its food. Your tongue is meant for chanting, not eating its food. So you have to control this. Then there will be possibility of getting the shelter of upavarga saranam. Remember, last week I spoke about pavarga. Shelter from repetition of birth and death. Everyone should be afraid of samsara chakra, repeated birth and death. Sometimes foolish persons say that Krishna, God, has kept me in this way according to His desire. I am now in this position because nothing can happen without the Lord's desire. This argument they gave. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam clearly says, you have created this situation. Badha swaha karmanabhi. Not God. God hasn't given us this. We have created this situation. I have been put into this condition by my own work. Badha swaha karmane bhiru utstatama. You cannot overcome this resultant action of your own karma. You must suffer. Just like if you got some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, we are creating karma and we are suffering. Baddha swa karmanabhi. My suffering is the result of my own work. Shastra does not say, you steal. Nobody says. Neither Shastra says, no, the moral codes. No, the law of the country, the government law says, you can't steal whatever you like. Now, everybody says, the government says, don't steal. The Shastra scriptures, they say, you don't steal. You don't drink, don't steal, don't do this, don't do that. All forbidden things are mentioned, but people still steal. That is swakarmabhi. There is forbiddance everywhere, but still, I steal. Then whose fault is it? It is the government's fault or my fault? If I kill them, I'll be punished. Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. But if I kill, then I must suffer. But give some false argument. That's not going to help. Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And if I kill, has Jesus Christ taken the contract that whatever sinful activities I do, he will excuse? But people say that our Christ is so kind that whatever sinful activities we do, he will suffer for us. See, foolishness. You do something wrong and I suffer for that. You do something wrong and Jesus Christ suffer for that. No, you have to suffer. You have done something wrong. You must suffer. This is the real philosophy. Swa karmana bhi ustama te angrehe mulam pritehe aparvarga saranam. We are very deeply entangled in this material world. One should be afraid. Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid of Lord Narasimha. The ferocious half-lion, half-man incarnation of the Lord. But he was afraid of this material existence. And they continue and waste there. He was very fearful. People do not know the seriousness of material existence and they continue and waste their chance of human being. Human form of life is a chance to rectify, but they do not care. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is so important. Devotees has to teach others that you are leading a very, very irresponsible life. Be responsible to your consciousness and be a devotee of Krishna. That will save you. People are not interested in how to get out of this cage of mrityu samsara, vartamani. We are again and again coming back to this cage. This is called ajnana. This is called ajnana. Jnana means that I am eternal. I have the knowledge. Nahnyate anumane sharire. I am not annihilated after dying, after the annihilation of this body. Netya sasvatam nahnyate anumane sharire. Then why I am entering this body, which is annihilated? That is the problem. That is mrityu samsara vartamani. If you enter again into this material body, then again mrityu, After enter, again enter, again mrityu, again mrityu, again enter. Bhutva, bhutva, pranite. This is the problem. Mrityu samsara vartamani. But nobody is interested in how to get out of this problem. They do not know, they do not care, they do not feel. They think that after death I am annihilated. But that is not the fact. The fact is that you have to enter another body, any material body you accept, either king's body or a dog's body or a hog's body or a tree body. You come back to this material world. That is called mrityu, mrityu samsara vartamani. We are accepting similar bodies. There are 8,400,000 forms of bodies. And one after another, we are entering there and leaving, entering and leaving. This is called mrityu samsara vartamani. But we have no problem, no brain, no to think about how to get out of this mrityu samsara vartamani. We can get out. That is explained. Mam yevahi prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. That is maya. Maya means thinking I am not under this mrityu samsara vartamani. Atma mayam mritye ara rajan. It is maya, just like in dream. At night we experience, when you sleep, we dream that I have taken another body, I have gone to another place, I am working in a different way, forgetting this body. This is daily experience. And when that dream is over, then again I come back to this body. We remember that I have to go there, I have to do this, another action, another activity. This is going on. I am accepting this gross dream and the subtle dream. But what is my actual position? That I do not know. This is called ignorance. That actual position we can understand if we become Krishna conscious. If we simply become Krishna conscious, then we can understand our actual position. Then we can become can be saved, and that is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Ashrada dhana purushet dharma asya se parantape. If one is not interested in Krishna consciousness because of ashrada, no faith, I have no faith, but it is for your interest. Why you say that? I have no interest. Nate vidu sarvartra gati, gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know what is his interest. He does not know. Bahir artha manaha durasahi. Bahir artha manaha. He has got this material body and he is thinking, my interest is satisfaction of my senses. Bahir artha manaha. And andha yatandhare upaniya. Nihemanasya andha yatandhaire upaniyamanasya. So many materialists engage people in all sorts of activities, and people abide by such leaders. But what does the Shastra say about such leaders? Andha, blind. They do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. They are themselves blind, and they are leading others. People follow them blindly. This is going on. Nate vidu sarvartha gatim. But actually, leaders in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaje mame kam sarnam braj. He is actual leader. Doesn't follow all these nonsense things. Don't follow all these isms. You will spoil your life. Because you are not this body. That is the first thing. Tata dehantir praftir. Dehi no esmin yata dehe. Everything is clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita. Instead of accepting these blind leaders, we should know who is the actual leader, the real leader. Krishna is the leader. If we take leadership of Krishna, Krishna is called Jagadguru, leader of the universe, then our lives will be perfect. We could properly utilize the utility of human life. Otherwise, we are misled. This world is called Bhava Samsara. There is another nature, the spiritual world, which is not bhava, that does not become. It is always existing, nitya, nitya lok, vaikuntha lok. But this material world is called bhava, bhava samsara. Bhava means it appears and again disappears. Everything here, just like your body, my body, it has appeared at a certain date and time. It will disappear at a certain date and time. Similarly, the whole universe, it has appeared at a certain date and time, and it will disappear at a certain date and time. Bhava, bhutva, bhutva, pradiyate. It becomes manifest, again it becomes unmanifest. Therefore, it is called bhava samsara. But still, although it is temporary, the arrangement is so nice. Punar asam purnadam purna idam purnat purnam utmudachyate. Everything is complete. It is not false. Some people consider that this world is false. We don't say that. Why is this fault? It is created by Krishna. It is not false. It is reality. Provided you know how to utilize it. When you think that you are the enjoyer of this world, that is false. You are not the enjoyer. You are not the proprietor. Enjoyer is Krishna. That is reality. Bhakta Ram Yajnat Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwar. Then it is reality. As soon as you think, this is mine, this is hum. This is aham mameti. Aham mameti means I am this body, and anything in this relationship with this body is mine. This is moho, illusion. The aim of this creation is giving these conditioned souls another chance for liberation. That is the purpose. When the whole world is annihilated, then all the living entities again enter into the body of Mahavishnu. And when there is again creation, all the living entities come out according to their past positions and take birth again. We do not accept Darwin's theory that we have emerged from the lower great life of, like a promotion. All the 8,400,000 species, they are all there. Although the gradations are there, according to the past karma, karmana deva nitrena, everyone comes out again, gets a different type of body, and begins his work. Again another chance. Yes, you come to the point of human understanding. Try to understand your relationship with Krishna and get yourself liberated. Go back home, back to Godhead. This creation is made for that purpose. But if you lose this opportunity, then again you remain here. Again, when everything is annihilated, you remain in dormant state millions and millions of years. Again, you become created. This is a great science. Everyone should try to understand what is the responsibility of human life, what is the true purpose of human life, and to teach this responsibility to keep men, the human society, in their responsibilities. A good king is required like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Therefore, king is supposed to be the representative of God. Because we have been given of the saviorship of Krishna, we are servant of so many other things. We are obliged to serve Rini. Rini means data. Devrasi bhuta naram pitranam na kinkaro nayam Rini cha rajan sarvatmana ya saro saranam saranayam gato mukandam pariharteya kartam. One who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefather who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to save such persons separately. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3, Chapter 5, Text 41. We are debtor to so many persons. We are debtor to the demigods, just like the sun is a demigod. He is giving us heat and light. You are not paying any bill, but you are taking advantage of the sunlight and the heat. Now, if you take this advantage of electricity and light and use light and heat, you have to pay for it. But here we don't pay anything. That means we are becoming debtors. If we don't pay bill anywhere, then we become debtor. So we are debtors to so many demigods. The sun is supplying heat and light. The king of heaven, Indra, is supplying us water. People say it is coming from nature. It may come from nature, but nature is controlled. Just like we are getting waste water in the tap. If somebody says, oh, it is coming from the tap or water tank, where is the question of paying taxes or rent or bill? No, the reservoir is filled by the council. If you don't pay, it will cut off your supply. Similarly, don't think that the water is coming as your father's property. No, you are becoming a debtor. Therefore, if you don't pay debt, if you don't perform sacrifice, then there will be scarcity of water. And one day will come when there will be no water. That you expect if you are not paying for the water, thinking water is my father's property. Now, that's not going to work. Your father's property, all right, but you are not the father's son at the moment. You are the Maya's son. You don't care for your father. How can the father give you everything free? Therefore, the father says, Mayava dakshena prakriti suvate sa charachara. The nature is working under the direction of Supreme Father. That's a fact. Krishna says, the Supreme Father says, you don't care for the Father, therefore the result will be nature will reduce the supply. Nature will not allow the demons to flourish. Now, that is not allowed. Tam ham dvesta karum shipame ajasaram andha yonitstu. The demons are always punished. Some big demons like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, the Lord personally comes to punish them. Otherwise, the ordinary demons, they are punished by the laws of nature. Krishna does not require to come to punish these petty demons. But when there is a big, powerful demons like Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, like Kamsa, then Krishna or Lord Ramchandra, they come to punish them. Therefore, we have to follow the rules and regulations of sastras. That is called sadharma. Dharma means the laws given by the Lord. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavata pranayantam. Bhagavata pranayantam means it is given by Bhagavan. Laws are written in books like Manusmriti. There are many other Vedic literatures that tell us what is dharma. Just like law means to obey Krishna or God. Krishna means God. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. So dharma means if one does not care for Krishna or God, That is not religion. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat. You cannot make your own law at home. Law means given by the government. Similarly, dharma means the orders given by God. That is dharma. You cannot manufacture and say, we have manufactured this new dharma. That is not dharma. That is in the Bhagavad called cheating. Dharma projitam kaitavya atra. This is called dharma. This is not called dharma, which are cheating the public in the name of dharma. And such kind of dharma is kicked out from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma projita. Projita means prakrishta rupena ujjita. Just like you sweep over the floor and the dust is thrown away. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the real dharma is, as Krishna says, sarva dharman pratyaje mamekam saranam braj. That is the real dharma. And all other dharmas, so-called dharmas, they are simply cheating. Because that will not benefit anybody. The followers or the directors, dictators of those dharmas, the principles of Bhagavad Gita, is the preliminary study, ABCD of dharma. And if you accept this principle, there is surrender to Krishna. But this understanding comes after many, many, many births. Not very easy. Bhavanam janamanam ante gyanvan mam prapadyate. After struggling through many, many births, when one comes to real perfection of knowledge by surrendering to Krishna, Vasudev sarmamiti samatma sudhuralabha, because at that time he understands perfectly that Vasudev Krishna is this everything. This is Bhagavad Gita's lesson. Bhumi rapo anulo vayu kham mana buddhi rev cha hankariti amme bhinna prakriti ashtadha etvota faya ea ita mind, intelligence and false ego. Altogether, these eight constitute my separated material energies. Apreham itistva anyam prakriti vidhi me param jivuta mahabhavo yayedam dhartiye jagat. Besides this, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the reservoirs of the material inferior nature. Everything is Krishna's energy. Sarvedham akilam jagat. Prasya Brahmanam Sakti. Prasya Brahmanam Sakti means whatever we are seeing, what that is exhibition or in manifestation of two energies. Just like the sun has got two energies, heat and light, everyone knows. Similarly, Krishna has got many energies. Out of many energies, three energies have been taken into account. One is the external energy, another the internal energy, and the other is the marginal energy. The external energy is the material world. Bhumi rapo analo vayu kham mana buddhi rev cha. This is the material world. And internal energy is the spiritual world. And the marginal energy is the living energy. Marginal energy means we may remain in this material world or we may remain in the spiritual world. It all depends on us.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.